For as long as she can remember, filmmaker Lisa Klein has been thinking about bipolar disorder. The seed of her interest in this often misunderstood mental illness was planted a long time ago when she was a child in awe of her sister.
I grew up with a sister who was 11 years older than me who was dealing with bipolar disorder. I didn't have a clue what it was or what was going on. It was just a lot of confusion and seeing sort of the stigma that was wrapped around it and the shame and people not really talking about it. I realized it was something that needed to be out there. It needed a light shined on it, I thought.
Klein lost her sister to the illness, she says, but its presence in her life persisted. Then a newspaper article set everything in motion.
I was reading the New York Times in May of 2008, and there was this article on Liz Spickle and bipolar disorder, and it was really an impulsive and aha moment where it was like, okay, we're doing it. We're doing it. I don't know where we're going to get the funding. I don't know how we're doing it, but we're doing it.
That was when Klein and her filmmaker husband, Douglas Blush, began filming Of Two Minds, an exploration of life with bipolar disorder. Spickle, the writer profiled in the New York Times article, became one of the subjects of the couple's film, which also profiles artist Carlton Davis and a young stylist named Sherry Keating. Klein and Blush followed their subjects for 3 years, filming their struggles and successes, and in the process, Blush says, transforming their own perspectives on mental health and mental illness.
The most shocking thing, I think, was to find out how the difference of how the media portrays mental illness. If you only had that diet of information, you'd think mental illness is an automatic ticket to violence and tragedy and horror. And there's so many good people who are living with it every day and who are doing great work and making great art and doing all kinds of things. And those are the people who don't get talked about. And we definitely focused on several of those people in the film. And I think that's an important message to get out there. So for me, it was a great education.
For Klein, making the film became an opportunity to find a measure of peace with her sister's life and loss.
I felt for the first time, I think, that I was running towards something rather than away from it. It was incredibly personal to begin with, and then it became not just about my sister and my journey. That became sort of integrated into it, but it really became about them, and they're all in my life, and I feel they will all be in my life for a very long time.
The couple hopes audiences will experience the same awakening, Blush says.
The greatest thing we can hope for is that we break down some of the stigma and some of the closeting that goes on with the condition. And we've had some really amazing screenings and even some joyous screenings where people really bonded over the fact that they were able to come out and talk about it openly and that there was this safe place to actually start the process of really dealing with it.
Tucson's screening will take place tonight at 7 at the Loft Cinema. A panel discussion and Q&A will follow. It will include Blush and several mental health advocates and counselors, as well as individuals living with bipolar disorder. For more information about the screening and the film, visit our website, azpm.org. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.